No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Good morning. Welcome to this special episode of Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. I'm Willie.
I'm Ginger.
And we're recording live on location in the middle of the Michigan woods, where this morning we're going to start this beverage-laden episode with Frederick's Cold Brew Michigan Cherry Coffee, mixed with Ripple Plant-Based Pea Milk.
Yeah, it's the unsweetened original. I'm ready for this coffee. Did you shake that well?
No. It says shake well?
It says shake well.
No, I'm not saying that again. I didn't mean to say that. I hate that commercial.
Until I shimmied to it.
All right, a little bit of milk in my coffee. Let's see how it is. It's bitter, but yet weak at the same time.
It is bitter yet weak, but I put more milk in mine and more coffee.
I put a little bit in. This is the same Michigan cherry coffee that we brew at home from whole bean. And you know what? It's not as good in a cold brew, in my opinion.
It is not as good in a cold brew. It honestly tastes like they let it sit longer than 15 hours. And with cold brew, if you let it sit longer than 15 hours, that shit is bitter. You have the sweet spot is 12 to 14. I've made it myself. Much better than this shit.
That being said, this Ripple plant-based milk with 50% more calcium than dairy milk, yet is dairy-free, made in Canada, that's pretty yummy. I like the Ripple. I'm going to give the Ripple a 4 out of 5, and Frederick's 2.25 out of 5. I'm sorry, Frederick's Cherry Cold Brew.
Yeah, I'm going to give this cold brew a negative 1 out of 5, even though I'm still going to drink it. They did a very bad job brewing it. I'm just, as I've brewed my own, I'm going to put that out there. But yeah, I'm with you on this Ripple, Will. It's a 5 out of 5. It's really good. I really liked Sproud, but it was very expensive, and that was another pea milk. But this Ripple is definitely delicious. I like it. Would buy again. Fuck you, Horn.
Live on site. Someone else is in the woods. We'll report back with more details later.
Maybe.
And now for our second beverage of the show. Ginger, would you like to introduce it?
Yes, I would. We have a Danimals smoothie, strawberry flavor. If you know, this is a liquid yogurt that's pretty good for camping.
Oh, these little ones for kids' lunches? They're 3.1 ounces and they got funny monkeys on them? They're great. Strawberry smoothie. It's nice and sugary and strawberry. It tastes like liquid candy. I give it 5 out of 5.
I give it 5 out of 5 too, and I just chugged it and it was one drink pretty much. But it's really good. I love these Danimals smoothies. For a while I didn't want to admit it, but I do like them. 10 out of 5.
Well, I gave you the wrong one, Ginger. This guy's got a VR headset, a video game controller, and a Space Invaders shirt.
Well, honestly, these both fit us because we both read. You had the reading one, and I had the gamer one. So they both fit us pretty well because we both read and play video games.
Later on, we'll check back in with Watermelon Danimals. We're back with another beverage. This time it's just me. Because Ginger doesn't want to drink my beer, she doesn't drink. I have from Stevens Point Brewery a cookies and cream stout. It looks like it has not Oreos, but what are those, rip-off Oreos?
Oh yeah, those are like the Chorios.
Those are Hydrox.
Chorios.
It's Hydrox. I'm gonna open it.
Whoa.
Hopefully that wasn't too loud when I dropped my phone. I might have to edit this. Okay, so this stout is light and sweet, and it tastes like Oreo cream. This is pretty yummy. Oreos aren't my favorite, but they're pretty good, and this tastes like Oreos. Or Hydrox, I should say. I'm going to give the Cookies and Cream Stout from Stevens Point Brewery a 4.25 out of 5. It's yummy.
I'm going to give it, I don't know, out of 5, because I don't drink anymore. Hello, and welcome back to our bonus beverage review. This is Ginger, and I am going to review Faygo Orange.
Boop, boop.
Yes, it's not only the official pop that I said that, pop.
It is delicious soda pop with other natural flavors.
It's the official soda pop for Grand Rapidians and also the Juggalos.
All right, take a sip of that orange, pass it over. Let me get some.
Yum. I am actually going to give that one a 4.5 out of 5. It's really good. It's my second favorite. I have changed my favorites recently, and I would say orange is my second favorite.
Yeah, the orange is decent. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5. It tastes like corn syrup and orange flavor to me. No different than most orange. There are other Faygos that are way better, yeah. But it's drinkable.
It's no Sprecher.
It's just orange soda. 3 out of 5 for Faygo Orange.
All right. Sounds good. And you'll hear us again with another beverage soon. Toodles.
Live on location. Continuing live in the field reporting. On the beverages of my camping trip.
Our camping trip.
Yes, yours too.
Yeah, we're going to have some crazy-ass energy drink.
I have a Phoenix Energy Shot. Mood, focus, energy, Arctic Storm flavor. So this thing has warnings on it to not have more than one in a 24-hour period. It has warnings about niacin flushes on it. It has a mood blend, a focus blend, and an energy blend. The energy blend has 1,000 milligrams of caffeine, I think I saw on here. So that's like 5 coffees in one. So we're going to have this and we're going to stay up late.
We should drink that and then check this bacon.
Took a shot. It tastes like blue chalk. Ginger's making a face like she took a shot of Jägermeister.
Oh, that's disgusting.
This Phoenix Energy has caffeine, methylliberine. Wait, what's this one? Rawalsculine. It's got L-theranine. It's got pyridoxine HCL. Oh, I think I found the clitoris in here. Oh, no.
Oh my god, that stuff tastes disgusting. Don't even, like, compare it to clitoris.
Yeah, I give it a 0 out of 5.
I give it a negative 5 out of 5.
Alright, but at least I'll be awake later.
Yeah, I guess you will. Hey everyone, this is Ginger and Willie back for a beer from a place I used to really like when I drank.
Live on the scene. Do 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 do.
Yeah, Will's really good at that. Will's gonna drink a Jolly Pumpkin. Bar Blanca.
I was at Meyer's and I was looking for some beers and they had Jolly Pumpkin on clearance. I was like, hell yeah, give me some more sours.
Nice crack.
That's what she says every time.
Nod to Wine and Crime, because I love their podcast. I know this one is a good one, because when I did drink and before I found out my allergies, I liked this one.
It's an oak-aged sour. It's got orange peel and coriander, and it's a wheat beer. It's like the barrel aging of the sours in oak makes them so tasty. A little bit oaky, sour, like natural yeast, the orange peel and coriander. Oh, this gets 4.5 out of 5 for Blanca from Jolly Pumpkin.
All right. I'm glad that you enjoy it. I know when I did drink and could have that, I actually really liked that one as well.
Pretty much everything they make. And this one is close to the top.
Almost everything they make is good.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yes, and I agree.
Okie dokie. We'll be back again with another beverage. Peace.
Welcome back to the Live on the Scene Beverage Review episode. It's morning again, and we're going to try another cold brew coffee.
What we have here is Khalifa Farms Cold Brew Black Coffee, their blonde roast, mellow and bright. And we are going to mix it again with the Ripple pea milk.
All right, I've poured a cup. I've got the milk. The milk has a cap on. This makes for great radio. Can you twist? Twist my cap off.
I shook it already.
So no, oop, I hear the water pump going in the background.
Pump it up. I am really bad at singing.
This unflavored Khalifa Farms coffee is smooth. It tastes great. I give this one 4 out of 5.
Oh my god. They know what they're doing with their cold brew. I should have opened up the other Meyer one because that's going to be shitty, I bet. This one is definitely 5 out of 5. It is not bitter. They know how to brew cold brew coffee.
It's smooth. It's mellow. Hopefully there's enough caffeine in it to wake me up, but it tastes good.
I'm sure there's enough caffeine to wake you up since the caffeine strength is strong. It doesn't give you a number. It just says it does. Strong. Oh, 150 milligrams per serving.
Yeah, so cool. It's strong. All right, we like it.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to the Backwoods Edition live of Grand Rapidians Play Video Games, where we mostly review beverages this week. Not as many video games.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people gotta unplug, but today we have a Danimal Smoothie watermelon flavor.
It's good. It tastes like watermelon cotton candy, but in liquid juice form. It's pretty good. Sugary, some artificial watermelon, a little bit of dairy creaminess. Is a pretty good shot of live yogurt cultures, if there's even any in there.
Yeah, I don't know if Danimals has those live yogurt cultures, but this watermelon one is decent. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5.
I'll give it 3.75 out of 5. Close.
It is very close.
And also, I have a beer here from Stig's Brewing in Boyne City, Michigan. They made this in collaboration with the Big Buck Brewery in Gaylord, Michigan. When you take a sip of Tears of the Sun God, it excites your nose with hints of lavender and greets your palate with wild flower honey and undertones of ginger.
That sounds beautiful.
A small batch collaboration made with lavender, ginger, and honey from Lavender Hill Farm. Recipe and designed by Stig's and brewed at Big Buck. I picked this up at Stig's Brewery when I was in Boyne City. A limited edition beer.
I like the whole picture on it. It's like a sunshine crying on a field of lavender. I'm not going to try it, but it sounds like a beautiful beer.
It tastes very naturey, very lavender, very honey. Almost like an herbal remedy that you would drink if you had like a chest cold or something. But it's beer, and it's pretty tasty. It would also be a great ingredient making beer bread. This would make tasty beer bread. As a drink, I'm giving it 3.25 out of 5.
I'll agree with Will because I'm not drinking it.
Alright, well that's it for these beverages. I will have to play some more of the playdate game, Forest Burns, Up in Smoke. So we can talk to you about one game this episode.
Even if you have to, I mean, come on now.
Come on, we both played it. We can talk about it. We'll be back after these messages.
Yup.
This message is Stop Cop City.
Absolutely. Go to AtlantaSolidarity.org.
So let me paint you a picture before we crack the next beverage. We're 20 feet from the lake, but we can't see it. The natural forest is so thick, there's a mix of pine trees. Red, white pine, blue pine, they're all green. There's oaks, there's birch, and Ginger has another energy drink.
Yeah, I have a Watermelon Wave by Alani Nu. It's an energy drink that's 200 milligrams of caffeine. It's gluten-free, vegan, and it has biotin in it. So, hey, good for your skin. Be nice.
What is biotin?
Biotin is like a naturally occurring thing in your skin that keeps it like bouncy and young.
Well, cool. Crack it open. Come on. I can't wait to be bouncy and young again.
That's good, actually. Way better than I was expecting for a watermelon energy drink. I am going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it tastes kind of like watermelon candy. I'll give it 3 out of 5. It's okay.
That's fair. Hey, at least it has some caffeine in it, right?
Sure. I just drank a Red Bull, though, so I don't need more caffeine.
Yeah, I'll drink more of this than you.
Yes, I will. I had a coconut Red Bull. I give those 4 out of 5. I like the coconut Red Bull.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I give that a 4 out of 5 as well.
And now we gotta go kill some mosquitoes.
Yeah, peace.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the woods. We should fit some real-life XP in this episode.
Yeah, I have some real-life XP. I went kayaking, and I got to see a lot of pretty lily pads and take pictures of pretty nature pictures.
I saw some turtles when I was kayaking, and then when I got out of the boat, I saw a lizard. A little Michigan lizard, like 6 inches long. So big for a Michigan lizard.
That is adorable sounding, and I'm a little jelly you got to see a lizard.
So that's about 1,000,000 points each for nature sightings for us. We also saw that vulture, too. We scared it out of the ditch, and it swooped up right next to the Jeep, and it was a big-ass vulture.
Fuck yeah, it was a big-ass vulture. It was like 6 to 8 foot wingspan. It was huge. It was amazing to see it right next to the Jeep when we're driving in the middle of the woods.
And we're also close by a place called Four Leaf Brewing. It looked like they collaborate with like a local college and let people do experimental brews there as part of college courses. One of them I found was really good, and I just opened a can here of Secret Star Fruit Goza from Four Leaf Brewing. It's like a tropical sour brewed wheat beer, and it tastes great.
I'm glad that you liked the beer there. They did say they brewed their own tea, and I had their tea, and that was good. Their nachos were very lackluster. It sounded better than it was when I read it on the menu.
It was just pizza toppings on nachos, so that's why. But, you know, if you go there, get one of their sour beers. Their sours are really good. Better than the other stuff I tried. Secret Star gets 4.5 out of 5. Lucky in beer is lucky enough.
Their tea was 4.5 out of 5. I enjoyed it.
And we'll be back momentarily with more news and what we're drinking.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
And we are going to talk about some video games, but you know what? We got more beverages.
Yeah.
Ginger's got an energy drink. I'm just going to crack a hams a second.
Should we do this one first?
Okay. First, my hams. The normal 2.75 out of 5 that I give every time.
And you want me to open this little beverage?
First, you got to shake it up. It is a ginger shot.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just take half of it and then I'll give you half?
Yep. So the bottom half looked like just liquid ground up ginger until she took a shot.
Fuck!
40,000 milligrams of freshly cut ginger.
God.
Oh, that's good. It's really spicy. Strong. It's organic red apple juice, organic ginger root juice, lemon juice, and cayenne pepper. I don't think it needed the cayenne pepper, but it's got a good spice.
No, it didn't.
It's a burns. It's a non-alcoholic burn.
It is. It's still good, though. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Oh, man. It burns.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, let's do that one before this energy drink.
I'm going to give it 2 out of 5. Not pleasant, probably healthy.
Very healthy, that's for sure. Okay, this energy drink is a Dream Float by Alani Nu. It's another gluten-free, vegan, and biotin. That's just good for your hair, skin, and nails. This is like the orange creamsicle.
Biotin, isn't that what you get when you eat like the natural glue nice that crack. They make out of horses? That's why people eat paste.
Oh my god. That's so creamy and orangey.
It's a little bit more creamy than orangey. It tastes more like vanilla ice cream with like a little hint of orange sickle.
Oh, that's a really nice cool down after that ginger shot. I'm going to give this a 4.75 out of 5. I think it's really good.
I'm giving it 4 out of 5. It's a little too sweet for me, a little too vanilla, not quite enough orange. Mm-hmm. It still tastes good.
It doesn't have any sugars in it, no added sugars.
It's still got the sweetness. And after that burny ginger, I don't know if I want that sweetness.
I do. I'm so glad it's cooling off my lips.
Well, hey, Ginger, since we're back in Grand Rapids and we play video games.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play... what one was it?
Manuel Samuel.
Yeah, Manuel Samuel co-op with you, actually.
Yeah, we played it two-player co-op.
Boy, is that something... At first, it was very hard to control because I was laughing so hard because of how you have to control.
So we played this on Xbox. This game is on Game Pass.
Yes, so... It's kind of like a side-scrolling puzzle game, I would say.
It's one of those co-op-inspired games where it's very hard to do basic things.
Yes. So you're basically this guy who dies, makes a deal with the devil. Oh, wait.
Death.
And comes back with some handicaps, if you will. So I had half of his body.
Yeah, in order to
control, and you had the other half with co-op.
In order to become alive again, you have to survive 24 hours with certain handicaps that death gives you.
Yeah, you have to make sure to blink. You have to make sure to breathe. You have to make sure to really control everything that Sam is doing. Sam's a dickhead, too. So, it does a good job making you not feel so bad for him.
Yeah, first he gets smacked in the face by his girlfriend with a bottle of organic broccoli juice.
Because he forgot her birthday for the third year in a row.
And then instead of listening to her, he said, I just can't do anything wrong. Things work out for me, baby. I can't run around doing stuff like that.
Right.
And then he got hit by a truck, and the truck driver puked.
For real. Like, the whole beginning scene was pretty awesome.
So what's it look like?
So it's kind of rough cartoony, not like super,
I'd say it looks like hand-drawn animation.
It's good hand-drawn animation. Yeah. I'm not trying to like knock the animation at all. It's just, it's kind of loosely, it's not like super like crisp lines, it seems. Like, Sam's kind of chunky, so they have like a little pot belly on him, which is pretty great. But yeah, it's very cartoony.
I mean, it reminds me of 90s animation. Yes. It doesn't look like chunky or anything. It's not 3D graphics.
If
it's just,
you don't straighten his spine up, then he has a weird tummy.
Oh, well, yeah, he looks fucked up because he's dead, and we're both trying to control half of him.
So I have to breathe in, and you are breathing
out. And I breathe out.
If you forget, like, you turn blue, or if you hold in too long, you turn red. It's so
funny. Yeah, and I had the blink button, so I had to blink, or else the screen would get blurry.
Yes.
And then I had the left leg and the left arm.
Yep, and I had the right leg and the right arm. And then I had to turn us around and...
Yep, you got to turn around and control his head, and I got to control his spine. So when we fell down, I had to stand back up by tapping up.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So what's the bathroom situation?
I got the bathroom situation. I got to pee with Sam. That was funny. And I peed all over us.
Yes, you missed the toilet.
I missed the toilet. I missed whatever. I got it all over me, so we had to take another shower. Yeah. There's piss all over.
And I had to, like, hold the soap in my left hand.
Yep, and I had to hold it in my right hand. We had to, like, swoosh our hands
together. I had
together
to use the spine button to wash the body, and I didn't realize why we weren't getting cleaner.
You're like, why aren't we getting clean? I'm like, I'm scrubbing my head.
Yeah, I had to scrub my belly that we peed on.
That was so funny. There was, like, blotches of yellow, like piss all over him. It was funny. Mm-hmm. We got as far as we could before. We were just like, oh my god, this is just tedious.
Oh, things got really complicated when we made it to the factory.
Oh my god, we had to drive. We had to shift. I was like, the fuck?
And Death made our car into a manual car.
Yes.
Just to make it tougher.
And we had to dodge grannies.
Yeah.
And then we had to pick up, who was it?
So I could steer the car.
Yeah.
Right. She could steer the car left if I didn't have my hand on the shifter.
Yep.
Ginger had to control the clutch pedal, and I had to control
and
the
I
other.
Had to move your
yeah,
other
I had
leg.
To control the other leg, which was gas and brake.
But I you had moved to it. Move the leg.
Yeah, you moved it from gas to brake.
So you have to either be like really good buddies with who you're going to play this with or not, just to fuck with each other. Like, I could see this just going wrong.
And then while we're driving a car, we have to remember to keep breathing and blinking.
Oh, but when we were walking, we were having kind of a hard time. We had to breathe, walk.
Yeah, we're trying to do one step and one breath. But sometimes you would, like, take an extra step, and then we'd, like, fall down and do the splits.
Yep, or
and
scoot.
And have to stand up. Yep.
And the narrator was pretty funny. Yeah. Like, I know you don't really have to impress these people when you made it to work doing, like, scoot and, like, splits.
Well, your dad is the boss, and he's like, he ignores your attempt to impress him, as always.
Yep. Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. But then your dad sends you down to work in the factory, and there's
Dick.
Like this poisonous, like, AI life force thing that you got to put into robots. Ugh. And we kept dropping it and breathing in the poison gas. We tried to let him die, and he actually wouldn't die sitting there breathing it in. So we stopped. We didn't want to figure out how to.
Nah, I think we got the gist of this game, which was a lot of fun, honestly. It was very quirky, a different game than I've ever played, but fun.
Yeah, it was like Quap.
Oh, I don't think I've played that.
That's the one where you try and run, and you control each arm and each leg with a different button. There's lots of games like that we've played.
Don't remember them.
Yep, okay. Just say, okay, I believe you.
Okay, Willie, I believe you.
No, you don't.
I do, though.
I don't believe you that you believe me.
Well, fuck you then, buddy.
Yes, and?
What's your game?
We played Forest Burns in Up in Smoke while we were in the woods. Now, that is not a Cheech and Chong reference. Godzilla.
Godzuki.
That is a reference to a game from Panic, who made the playdate.
Yeah.
We played this game on the playdate. Before they made the playdate, they made Untitled Goose Game and Firewatch.
Oh, okay. I watched you play Firewatch, and I played a little bit of Untitled Goose.
Yeah. And Forrest Burns is a character, fictional character from Firewatch. He's the guy on the posters from the U.S. Forest Service.
Oh, nice.
In that game.
Cool.
And so this game, you play as that cartoon character who's like the Smokey the Bear in the Firewatch universe.
Okay.
And there's a fire chasing you, and you have to run to the right as fast as you can.
Yep.
Avoid the fire.
And obstacles.
Obstacles. You pick up puzzle pieces that unlock pieces of posters. You pick up...
Ah, that's what they do.
Cub Scouts, which are little children you need to rescue. They're trapped.
Or they'll burn to death.
And you pick up shield pieces, which are like the coins for this.
Okay. I know, this was kind of a tough game, honestly, especially when you're, like, running from a fire in a fucking cave. Like, why do I gotta dig to get this child? This is not a forest. Even though I know forests have caves, I get it. Uh-huh.
Well, it's also a platformer video game.
Yes, it's pretty nice that they do a couple different backgrounds, too, on this little playdate game.
It is. It's semi-randomized, like, where the items will be. And as you go and beat stages and unlock pieces of the posters, the stages get longer and harder.
Yep.
It uses all of the controls on the playdate. Not all of the games do.
Yeah.
But you use the control pad to move left and right.
Yep.
If you've got to dig down, you press down and the B button to dig.
Okay.
You can press the B button also to hit logs and knock down trees to get over certain gaps.
Okay.
When you come across those, if you're in a cave and there's dirt in front of you, you press B to dig through that.
Okay.
You press A to jump, and when you're in the air, if you press A to jump again, he does kind of a DuckTales-style double jump where he bounces on his shovel, just like Scrooge McDuck's cane.
Okay.
And so your second jump, you get higher, and... Also, Mario kind of does that. But yeah, jump once and jump again as you land to jump higher to reach hard-to-reach items or platforms.
Yep, platforms that you gotta get to so you're not burnt.
And then there's also the crank. You use the crank. When there's a child stuck in a well, you use the crank to bring the child up from the well.
See, and I was getting, like, children stuck in a cave, so I had to dig instead of crank.
Yeah, some of the kids are in a pile of dirt, and you gotta dig twice to get them out. Some of the kids are caught in, like, bramble vines, and you gotta just hit those once with a shovel to get them out.
You gotta be careful of bear traps, too. I kept fucking jumping on those bitches.
Uh-huh. There's lots of obstacles. There's beehives in the trees.
Yep.
They'll fall on you if you go under them, and they'll kill you if you jump into them. Yep. You can hit them with a shovel to knock them away.
Oh. Yeah, didn't do that. Yeah, I either hit them or they dropped on me.
There's bear traps and geysers in the ground.
See, I didn't run into a geyser, but all right.
There's pits that you fall in, the water that you fall in all kills you.
Yep, I knew the water did. I didn't get to a pitfall.
And if you, I didn't it's just fall a, in one. It's just a hole in the ground. Yep, they're all over.
I
didn't fall
in one of those. I actually jump over those. Yeah.
And if you go slow, then the fire comes up behind you and gets you.
Yep.
And if you make it far enough, you get to the end of the stage and a helicopter picks you and any children you've saved up.
Yes, I did. Beat a stage once.
I beat a lot of them. I have most of the posters unlocked.
Nice.
But I think I'll keep playing until I get them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. It started, you know, some of the stages would be like one puzzle piece, one child, and four, like, forestry shields.
Okay.
But, like, later on some of the stages I'm on now is, like, two kids, one puzzle piece, and, like, 9 or 10 forestry shields.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes you can't get them both because of how it randomizes, and one will be up on top and one will be down below.
Yeah.
And, I mean, maybe you can get them. depending on the randomization of placement and your skill in the bounce jumping around corners.
That's
it can
true.
Get pretty tricky.
Yes, it can. I could tell that. But it was still a lot of fun for there. There was no bathroom situations besides the water.
No. I mean, it's the woods. You just go
you
where...
You just go.
Yeah. He's got a shovel. He digs a hole. Poops in it. Buries it at least 6 inches.
I mean, that's very nice of them. Instead of just dookieing, right? Just no, so everyone can see it.
That's the official Forestry Service. I think it's 6 to 8 inches you want to dig and then bury it. If you're like in the deep woods and you're pooping.
So... Is that just so no one steps in your shit, or is that to like...
And for animals, too. You don't want to leave your poop, human poop out for bears to eat.
Bears are going to eat human doo-doo?
You never know. Raccoons would.
Oh, raccoons are nasty little fucks.
But, yeah. You just leave no trace, unless it's 6 inches underground.
I understand that. I'm just... very fascinated at this, how deep you have to shovel to bury your shit.
Well, I mean, you do you. You just take a dump in the middle of the trail and leave it.
And be like, who dumped in the middle of the trail? Oh, Ginger.
And you're gonna like take your toilet paper with you just to, so that nobody knows that you... Oh, look, it's just a mysterious golden poo in the middle of the pathway.
I poo golden? How did... Don't tell everyone this.
Depends on what you eat.
Oh, my God. Remember to bury your shit out in the woods. Unless there's already a pre-dug hole with a toilet over it, then shit there.
And only you can prevent forest fires.
That's right. Like, don't fucking burn shit down. We need all the forest we can.
Uh-huh. Things are really dry right now, so douse it when you're done.
That's what he said.
Just like when we were camping. Mm-hmm. And I douse the fire every night with the last of my beer. When I had to go to bed.
Those are pretty nice, tall campfire pits, but yes, still, yep. You want to water those down.
That would suck to be camping in the middle of a forest fire.
Dude, that would be wild.
We would have to run and jump in the lake there.
Yep, that would be the safest, safest bet.
All right, Ginger.
Yeah?
We going to do recommendations?
Sure. I would like to recommend getting some of those like weird mosquito, like what is it? The twisty things?
The coil bracelets.
The coil bracelets.
That are...
Those were really handy if you're going out into the woods and there's tons of mosquitoes. Those are pretty cool because it's not always fun to just spray yourself with DEET constantly. Sometimes it doesn't even work.
There is DEET as the active ingredients in those. It's just mixed in with the plastic.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, it could be better than spraying. If they work, they work.
Yep.
I wish I knew which brands to trust.
You know, I
sometimes
was
they seemed
like
they didn't work this weekend, but I think they helped a little.
They helped because when I didn't either light the citronella incense or the candle, those kind of helped around where it was. But yeah, I mean, they did help a little. Those mosquitoes were just fucking bad there. You got a recommendation, Will?
Yeah, I'm going to recommend...
Dude wipes?
Yes. No, Winners and Sinners.
Okay.
Or is it Sinners and Winners?
Oh, I don't know. That movie we were watching with Jackie Chan.
Let me look it up.
The old school Jackie Chan movie. He is such a young baby-faced Jackie Chan. Like, he's so young in this. I think it was Winners and Sinners.
It's a 1983 Jackie Chan film.
I wasn't even born yet.
And he plays, like...
Babyface.
He plays a bad cop who likes beating people up. And
he
just accuses
A-cap.
People of shit and beats them until they confess.
He does. What's really funny is
and then
is
he
when,
says, why does everything bad happen to me?
Because you're a cop,
because you
bitch.
Kick people in the face.
But when they were, like, bruised up, the bruises were quite hilarious in this movie. They were, like, they were well done, but they were very old.
It's 1983 Chinese comedy. There's like five main bad guys who work together. They get out of prison on the same day. And Jackie Chan is the cop. And, you know, I sympathize more with the criminals in this.
Absolutely. They're way better.
And especially the fat one, Turtle.
Yes.
Well, they call him the fat one in the movie.
Yeah,
he's like in the ninja getup at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a really good actor, too. And he's in a lot of those, like, early 80s to early 90s action flicks. He's got the little scar on his lip. And he's a great actor.
Yeah, I like him awesome. As well.
Uh-huh.
It was funny when the guy was, like, trying to be invisible, and then he was running around naked.
Oh, yeah. His friends pranked him. He was reading a book, How to Be Invisible.
We're like, yeah, let's act like he's invisible.
And he tried it once in his underwear, and they said they could see him. And then when he was in his room reading the book, they're like, hey, what a fucking idiot. We're not good. If you're invisible, we can still see your clothes.
Uh-huh, so he got naked.
And came out and he was like dancing around in front of the soccer game. And they were pretending they could still see the soccer game.
Yeah, how good was that? That was so funny.
And then the dude's sister was taking a bath and was also in on the joke and was pretending he was invisible.
And he was trying to like see her naked, but haha to him. She had a bikini on, which was fucking priceless.
And she didn't tell anybody else. No. And she was like, oh yeah, he was in there watching me take a bath and I just pretended he wasn't there.
And they're all like, what the fuck?
They were like, oh, if he goes outside and thinks he's invisible, this is gonna be fucking awesome.
Well, when the guy knocked on the door.
The mailman came, was a male, like a certified male. Signature needed. He looks at the naked guy.
He's like, where's your mail?
The guy's like, wait, you can see me? He's like, you know what? I don't want to see any of this. Here, take your mail. Fuck the signature. I'm leaving.
Oh, winners and sinners. Yep. We got to finish it. But so far, it was pretty fun and good.
Great classic Chinese Jackie Chan cinema.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would like to thank our patrons. Chris Copeland from Retro Hangover. Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror. We have Carmen, Maiden of the Veil.
Where in the world is Carmen?
Go find her on her Instagram.
Yep. And thanks, JD Lowe.
Yep. Thanks, JD Lowe.
And thanks, Daddy Keith.
Yep.
And thanks, Dan the Movie Seller.
Exactly. You got the rest. Good job, Will.
Hey, I know what I'm doing.
Thanks, Rappy McRapperson, for our intro music and Inadequacy for our outro music.
I mean, sure, this episode may not sound like it, but I know what I'm doing.
Hey, the beginning we were in the woods, now we're at home. Oh, and fuck Cop City. AtlantaSolidarity.org.
We need woods, not cops.
Yep. They already tore down a bunch of fucking woods. We need to stop them from doing more.
Make them put more woods up.
Yeah. Trees save people, cops kill people. And death to fascism. Goodbye.
Oh, wait. We got an email. A Patreon. Give us a call. No, don't give us a call. Give us an email. If you got anything to say, grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Find all our links at linktr.ee/grandrapidians.
That's right.
And find all our links. Wait, I said the link tree. What was the other one? Oh, we got a Patreon. If you want episodes early and stickers every month, go to patreon.com/grandrapidians.
Yep. Also, yeah, now, thank you, death to fascism, and goodbye.
Goodbye.